It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring in the line.
See, we got here today, and we're trying to figure out what lines to use. It's mass chaos behind
the scenes. I think we have it.
I think we figured it out. Yeah. A couple quick ones here. Spring in the line brought to you by Edgar Martinez Lamp Bobblehead. Still a better return on an investment than a Sprague pick. Spring in the line brought to you by Deion Sanders. Do you believe? No, but I believe in that more than a Sprague pick. Do you believe now? Spring in the line brought to you by Dirt's Picks. First win of the season, Georgia Tech to cover and over. Over under 21.5 points. Cha-ching, I guess. I did take Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Last week. Spring in the line brought to you by the Idaho Vandals. Still a better chance of winning this weekend than a Sprague pick. Spring line brought to you by Ray Charles. Ray was looking at Sprague's picks this week and doesn't like what he's seeing.
Move on from that.
not a big fan of those lines.
I got some Pepsi into my house yesterday and I just started laughing remembering my Ray Charles thing.
Spring line brought to you by the real Big Ten. We care about that big-ass Polish hammer.
Yes.
So here we go. These are the final records that I have in my books.
Well, yeah, but it's not really the final.
You don't need
to recap.
I was 34-26 at last count.
34-26?
34-26.
You had no ties?
No ties, yeah. No, wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Swag was 29-30-1. And Sprague, you were 25-34-1. And I also have your picks for the AFC title game. You took the Ravens -4 against the Chiefs. You did take the Lions to cover, though, so you would have got that one right.
How did you?
I have the picks to. I was here that week. My son was born on the day of the AFC-NFC title game.
Oh, that's right.
So I did the shows that Friday, and it was that Sunday that he was born.
You know, I almost had it. Had they not had fumble in the end.
You would have 3-0 weekend, man. You would have been climbing back to 500.
Yeah.
So as the past champion, I will start. I have been shamed into picking college games for this weekend. Yeah. I will do it for the first week.
When's the golf going to be?
We got to figure. I'm working on camera angles for September, and Sprague just needs to buy a caddy suit.
There you go.
So we'll pick a Thursday.
It's
or
more
Friday.
The setup than it is the suit. I'm ready to go, willing and ready. I think we need to stop making bets that involve things that are very hard to create.
Well, we got it. What are we risking the biscuit this year on? We got to come up with our.
We got to noodle that over the long weekend.
I mean, I'm very excited for Sprague to caddy for me. I'm not going to lie. I think it's a pretty funny punishment.
I'm pretty excited. A caddy. I've always kind of wanted to. I'm not very good.
Throw the smock on, you know, let's go.
Maybe I'm a better caddy than I am a golfer.
It could be. Read my putts, man. What do you think? 7 or 8? What do you like here?
Probably going to go the 7.
Go
I've
7.
Seen you hit.
Club up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's be aggressive. Get the ball on the green.
Let's get it there.
So I'm going to start, and I will start with a line that if I was gambling on college football, seriously, I would have bet a while ago because the line has come down. Now, we have centered on using the A-Lin A lines for these games.
Yes.
That is the closest local
closest
book that we can go bet.
You can get to. To lay a wager on college football.
This line has been near 10.5 at times. It's been 9.5 for most of the fall. It's slowly sneaking down and is down to 7.5, but it's still north of a touchdown, and I will still take it. West Virginia hosts Penn State tomorrow in the Big Nooner. I think West Virginia is a bit of a dark horse team this year in the Big 12. I like their quarterback. I'm not the biggest fan of Drew Aller. It's a tough opening game for Penn State on the road. Early, Morgantown's going to be absolutely blacked out. I will take the Mountaineers. I don't know if they pull off the upset, but I think they keep this thing close. Give me a one-score game, and I will take West Virginia plus 7.5 tomorrow morning.
I'm going to go the dirt route here. I'm going to start in the National Football League. I'm going to go Friday night, so it's going to be a game that I can get in just in time. I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. I think they are the real deal. Holyfield, they're one of the youngest teams. I think the youngest offense. I buy the Jordan Love stuff. I think they're ready to go. I'm going to take the Packers, who are getting points in Brazil, against an Eagle team that certainly has the talent, but a little questionable. And I'm going to take the Packers plus the two.
Plus the two.
Probably take them on the money line, to be honest with you, but I'll take the plus two.
Okay. Swag, pick number one.
Let's see. We'll start with one of the biggest games on the slate for college football, Notre Dame at Texas A&M. I just think Marcus Freeman, he understands how important this game is to his season, because if he gets it, he's probably going to be ranked in the top 10 all season long, if not creeping into the top five as the other conferences start into October. Their guys start knocking each other off. They are getting points. First game, new coach, new setting, a lot of expectations at College Station. I just don't think it's going to be clean. I will take three for Notre Dame.
So I want to quickly chime back in. I just looked at the A&A NFL line. It is Packers plus three. So plus I will take plus three all day on that.
Okay. I love that we're always looking for angles.
Well,
man.
He said
the Connor Stallions of gambling. I love it. Finding our points. What's it on DraftKings? Doesn't matter. Okay. We'll go to A&A.
He's already nervous.
Book,
it's not even week one yet. He's nervous he's
going to
lose.
Defending champions feeling great going into this year. They call me the Kansas City Chiefs around here when it comes to spraying the line. Iowa State in college for pick number two.
I don't think that's warranted.
Nobody's three-peated in 30 years, but whatever.
Until this year, buddy. I am going to take the under of one of our friends' games this weekend. If there's anything I know about Mario Cristobal, it's that he's allergic to good offense. If there's anything I know about Billy Napier, is that he sucks, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring going on in this game. Tough atmosphere, incredibly hot, guys are going to be cramping. I see this being more of a low-scoring run the ball. Mario's going to run it between the guards 37 times. The over-under number in this game's 54.5. I like the under of 54.5 in Miami and Florida mañana.
I'm also going to take an under. I think we're going to get defense in the game that Swag just mentioned. I'm going to take the under of 46 in Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Okay.
Hostile environment, week one. Road environment for an offense using helmet communication. And Freeman's a good defensive coach. So I think we're going to get some defense in this one. I'll take the under of 46.
Under of 46. Swag, pick number two.
Going now, it's Big 12 after dark, not Pac-12 after dark. Arizona opening up against a New Mexico team that in week zero blew a 17-point lead to an FCS team in Montana State.
They did.
They have some continuity with guys who were thought to be transferring that stayed up there in Arizona with the new head coach. I will lay the big wood, Arizona minus 31.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
The big wood's still in here?
Minus 31 against New Mexico. Shout out Bronco Mendenhall, the head coach at New Mexico. Okay, there's pick number two. Last one for me. I will go to the NFL for next Thursday in the opening game. I wish this line was 2.5. If it was, I'm going to wait and see if it gets there. I would bet Kansas City just because it's Patrick Mahomes, and that's what you do. You bet on Kansas City.
Sure.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opening game, though, this is kind of a Ken Barkley special, and I know the Chiefs played a little bit of their starters in the preseason. I'm not sure off the top of my head how many snaps the Ravens played, but I just think sometimes we get these clunky offensive games early in the season, working off some rust. The total number in this game for the opener next Thursday, 46.5 is your number. I just, like, you know, I think it's a 24-20 game, 21-17. Mm. I see a little bit more low scoring than that, and I know Lamar Mahomes, that number's probably going to go up as the week goes on, but I will take the under of the opener on Thursday night. Kansas City, Baltimore, the under of 46.5.
Okie dokie. I'm going to go with a huge college tilt this weekend. I'm going composite ranking. I'm going, dude has to show up for this one, cannot afford to be embarrassed. Georgia is very well the best team in college football.
Oh, you taking Dabo?
However.
You taking Dabo?
Dabo.
We don't need no stinking transfer portal.
Take that, Tyler. Plus 12, Clemson. against the Georgia Bulldogs tomorrow.
He's been really good in his career as a double-digit dog. Now, not many of those games have happened recently, but he's been very good early in his career as a double-digit
dog. You better show
dog.
Up tomorrow. Yeah. I tell you, don't give me some talent excuse. Garrett Riley, Cade Klubnik, get it together, you chumps.
Okay.
Georgia in Atlanta, you better show up. I'll take
Clemson. Speaking of coaches who need to put something in the bank account to keep the seat from getting hotter, Lincoln Riley, Sunday night. In Las Vegas.
Yes, I love this pick.
LSU.
All over it.
Spicy. I'm getting 5 from Alanne for the Trojans. I am taking those.
I think we got an outright Trojan win, buddy. I'm riding that pick with you. Riding that pick with you.
All righty, let's take a look. See here, first official week of Spraguing the Line. The new records will begin in earnest this weekend. I am on West Virginia plus 7.5 against Penn State tomorrow morning, the big nooner. The under of 54.5 between Miami and Florida tomorrow, and the under of Chiefs and Ravens 46.5 next Thursday. Sprague likes the Packers next Friday plus the 3 against Philadelphia. The under of 46 tomorrow in primetime A&M Notre Dame, which will be on 910 ESPN. In Portland.
Ding.
And Clemson plus 12 against Georgia for Dabo to cover. Swag likes the Irish plus 3. He's kind of yinning where everybody's yanging. He's going a lot of people like A&M this weekend. Swag going the other direction.
Yeah, that line's gone up.
Plus the 3. Arizona minus 31 laying the big wood against New Mexico, and then USC on Sunday night plus 5 against LSU.
Now, for all the noise you make about Lincoln, I could just instantly say, what has Brian Kelly done?
Yeah.
They're kind of the same thing, right? Like, we very both know similar. They're good coaches. Who's going to break through here and assert themselves?
They were literally identical teams that, like, elite quarterback play, some of the best in the country, but could not put a defense together with a pulse to win anything that
mattered. I think there's more desperation for USC than LSU.
Dude. He's going to Rotary Clubs in Baton Rouge. I don't know about
that. Build the family.
Lincoln's in L.A. Does L.A. strike you as passionately cares the way LSU does?
No. The irony is they both played for a conference championship in their first year. LSU was in the SEC title
game. What coach would you rather have?
Probably Lincoln Riley.
From a personality standpoint or from a X's and O's
what
production standpoint?
No. I don't like either of their personalities, if I'm being honest. Lincoln's kind of a bitch. Cooks a bad meat.
I think I could deal with Lincoln a little easier than Brian Kelly.
Just don't get up in the high rise. Yeah. Don't go up there. Yeah. They ask you to film anything.
Dude, watch us all go 3-0 this weekend.
It'd be a hell of a start, man.
5-star locks of the week.
Here we go. Beat the books. Spraguing the Line is back. It feels great. Thanks for the fake sponsors. We'll do it every Friday. We'll track the records, and we'll figure out over the weekend what our winner and loser punishment should be by the end of the season.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.